Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Super Bowl's coming up. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Nope. We're not even thinking about the Super Bowl, but go ahead anyways.
Denver versus Carolina.
And no one cares.
So, usually for the Super Bowl, like if you're playing a regular game like at Foxborough, obviously the end zones are both Patriots and stuff like that. But for the Super Bowl, they do one end zone for one team and one for the other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that difficult?
You would think not.
Like, let's say you're part of the crew, Pebbles, that, you know, is in charge with painting a team logo. And it's Carolina and Denver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's you on one end and you see me on the other end, and I just finished writing Denver.
Mm-hmm.
What do you write on your end?
Carolina.
That's right, Carolina.
Yes.
Well, the grounds crew put Denver on both ends. They put Denver on both. You have one job. How hard is that job? Even if somebody said to you, like, yo, by the way, you guys are Denver, and you see the other side doing Denver, just be like, all right, we'll do Carolina. That's one. Two, flight attendants. Not a tough job, right? If you're a flight attendant, I don't mean that you have an easy...
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I mean is, you know, it's, you know, being nice to people,
right,
and stuff.
Right. Not,
and
not tough in the way where it's, you know, yeah, easy to go about, be nice, you know, pass out peanuts and drinks, make sure everybody's having an enjoyable flight.
That's right. Be a nice teammate. Be a nice teammate.
I'm telling you, the peanuts is spectacular.
Okay. Well, let me get to the story about two flight attendants on a Delta flight that got into a fist fight. Over work issues. What do you think the work issues were? No, I'm supposed to be the one passing out
those
stuff right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A third flight attendant tried to stop it. They started beating on her.
Oh, wow.
The pilot had to divert
Damn.
The flight.
Why can't I ever be on any of these flights? Now that's entertainment.
Then we
right
would
there.
Have video.
Absolutely. Snapchat.
But then, yeah. But then they're messing with your flight time. Now you traveling somewhere. Now you got to make an emergency landing in Salt Lake City. I'm trying to get to my vacation spot. But because of these three ladies, they're all women, right?
Yes.
Because of these three women decide they want to have a cat fight on the airplane. Now I got to stay in Salt Lake for a few hours.
Yeah, Melissa wouldn't mind because she'd have the most kick-ass Snapchat story.
Yeah, absolutely.
I win social media today. And finally, this happened in Quincy, Illinois. You know what? I'm just going to play the news report for you. Here we go.
I just knocked on the door of the resident's home and just spoke to the victim who was shot. Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
Again, listen. To what this woman is saying.
I just knocked on the door of the resident's home and just spoke to the victim who was shot. Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
This dude just got shot.
What?
And she's knocking on the door.
And she's knocking on his door to talk to him.
Shut up.
And he comes out and talks to her.
You know, I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I usually do, drinking, and somebody shot right through my back window, hit me in the chest. And I'm like, you know, I wasn't even tripping over it. It's like a little petty wound, you know? I ain't even tripping, though.
Again, wow. I need to rewind this. Hold on a second. You need to hear what this guy said, where he got shot. Listen to this.
Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
You know, I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I usually do, drinking, and somebody shot right through my back window, hit me in the chest.
Dude got shot
in the chest.
Wow. In the chest.
Did he call it a petty wound?
And he comes
as opposed to what?
Yeah. She asks for him to show it to her. He lifts up. And you see a giant piece of like gauze with the blood seeping through it. And he's eye tripping though.
You got to give him his credit though. That's gangster right there. Like, I'm chilling like I normally do and have some drinks. Yeah, I got hit, but I'm all right.
That's not how my reaction would have been.
96.9 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.